Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well. Let me get into this. I won't keep you long this morning. I never make promises, so I'll just say I'm going to try not to keep you long. But I do want to help each and every one of us. There's some things in life you can't avoid. Can you say amen? You just can't avoid. There's some things you can't avoid. But there are some things in life you could avoid. And many of these things that you need to avoid are traps. And I want to talk about this morning avoiding certain traps. So let's go to 2 Timothy 2:25. Paul writes to a very young pastor of a church, very disturbed in a lot of ways, trying to gather his own spirit as well as rally the spirit of those that he's trying to pastor. And so people they're coming in, they're going, and even in the first church, they had bickering and complaining. And I mean, it's people, okay? It's people. But he said, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. Yeah, I don't want this morning your greatest opposition to be yourself, but you could do this. Here's my greatest problem. We blame it's the devil. No. Right here. This is the greatest problem. And sometimes we oppose ourselves. How many times you ever said, what did I do that for? I knew better before I did that what was going to happen, but I did it anyway. Well, why? You're opposing yourself. Okay? If God peradventure will give them repentance, change to the acknowledging of the truth. Sometimes I know it's the truth, but I know I shouldn't do this, but. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. The devil just uses you. Did you know that? You're an instrument. That's what you are. You're an instrument. It's still you. He uses you. The snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. He just entices you with the same thing you just got out of, and you just do it again. In 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices. Thank God. Then Paul wrote to the church of Ephesus, he said, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine. The Lord's over here. This church has this. This one has that. Oh, he's healing over here. They have tongues over here. They have prophecy over there. Let me go there. By the sleight of men. And cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive you. The disciples asked Jesus on the mountain, said, when shall these things be? It was about the end of the world. And the first thing out of his mouth said, let no man deceive you. That was the first thing out of, before I tell you all this other stuff, the most important thing is deception. Let no man deceive you. So I want to talk a little while this morning about avoiding the traps. Avoiding the snares, the dangers that we could avoid if we would just pay attention to our surroundings. Lord, I come before you this morning. I'm thankful once again for your word and your spirit, which is everlasting. Thankful for the revival spirit I feel inside of each and all of us today. We ask that the momentum of this just continue and continue to carry on and bring lost souls into this place and revive those, Lord, that need to be restored in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Jesus said after coming out of being tempted of the devil for after 40 days, he was tempted. He was not tempted for 40 days, but after the 40 days, he was hungered and he was tempted. Amen. The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord led him into the wilderness, right? And the Bible also says that when he came out, he was still full of the Spirit of the Lord. I like that. He went in full, he came out full. No matter what the devil did, he's still not going to empty the Lord out of my life. And then he comes into the temple where he would normally be a reader, let's say, just one that would read. But he finds the place. Perhaps he was supposed to read in Ezekiel. I don't know where he was supposed to read, but the Bible says he found the place. He found the place where it was written. He knew right where it was at. And he goes to the book of Isaiah and he reads to them this passage of scripture, which he is quoted here by Luke. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Amen. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And here's the one I want to talk about this morning. To preach deliverance to the captives, those that are held in captivity. Amen. I'm going to preach to them. He said, it didn't say I'm necessarily going to unlock the doors. I'm going to preach to them. And recovering the sight of the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. You fit in here somewhere. maybe in multiple places you fit into here. But let me tell you, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him to help you. That's why he came, is to help us. So Jesus came to deliver us from many times this Satan, but really deliver you from you, deliver you from yourself, because we're all carnal by nature. It is a man's nature to be carnal. That is just his nature. Amen. Life has enough pitfalls, enough potholes, enough aggravating times without Satan setting snares and people trying to trap you. And I've learned like this. The Bible says to do this, be quick to listen. So I was just waiting and slow to speak. Because when you listen, you find out what's in the heart of a person. But when you're speaking, they find out what's in your heart. So the Bible says that they are snared by their own words. Right now, all we have in our government is two sides trying to snare the other side. That's all it is. They're just trying to catch it. So nothing really gets done, really, so to speak, for you, because they're too busy trying to catch the other ones. I think we need to, in church, we don't need to get caught up with that. We need to run our own race. It's not a chase. It's a race that we're all in. Amen. And life has enough of these problems without the traps that we can fall into. And there's basically two types of traps, and I'm sure you're familiar with them. One's called bait and switch. You bait them and then you switch it. Amen. That's when you look at the billboards, you go down there, used to when they could advertise cigarettes, you remember? And of course, they can still advertise booze and liquor and stuff like that. But they're smoking. They're so happy smoking. But it doesn't show you them with a tracheotomy and the tube now sticking down their throat. Because it's bait and switch. Bait and switch. Bait and switch. And that the devil is a master at making you think something is something when it's just a mirage, if you will. It's phoniness. And then later on, you find out that you have been baited. I've always liked to trap things. Not necessarily people, but I like to trap things. When I was a kid and we lived out in the country, I made me a trap. You should have seen that trap. I took little 2x2s and I started out like this and I kept like a pyramid. I just kept putting, and just had little cracks like that. I mean, I don't know why a bird would want to go underneath that, but I put corn underneath it. I put a stick and I cocked it up like this and a stick. And I put corn, I put a little bit outside of it. You got to give them a taste of it. Brother Buddy knows about trapping them hogs. You don't put all the corn in the trap. You put a little out and let them get a little taste of it. Okay? And so what you do, if you really want to really trap them good, what you do is you, that's because that red bird would come just like those hogs do, Brother Buddy, and they come and they get to the trap. That corn tastes good. And before long, they're starting to ease on under that trap. And I'll never forget it. When I was a kid, I had a string. And it tied it to a stick. And I propped that thing up like this. And I put me a stick on it. And I had a string. And I went back into the living room and opened the window. And I sat there with my little string, waiting for that red bird. Here he comes. And he'd get close. And I'll never forget. It's just like yesterday. Thank God. And he would come up there. It's funny how you remember what happened 50 years ago. You can't remember what happened 15 minutes ago. But that red bird would get up there and he'd like back up like, that looks like a trap. But he'd peck on what was outside that trap. And he'd fly away. He'd get nervous, fly away. But he'd come back. He'd come back. He's getting a little closer. And then when he'd get under, he'd get him one and he'd run. He'd fly off like, just going to wait. And I would wait because there was another one watching him. After a while, he got comfortable. He's there, peck, 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 peck. See me? I'm eating. And after a while, the other one, and I got both of them there, peck, 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 peck. Give it that pull, and now I got them both. And the best way to trap somebody is to make them think it's not a trap. After all, I just thought it was a trap. But that old bait will get you going. The Bible says even that a gift will blind the eyes of the wise. If you really want something, a favor of somebody, give them a gift. And they come back and say, hey, by the way, it blinds their eyes because you're baiting them and now you switch to get what you want. So that's one way. And the other way is to just lie in wait, right? And the Lord told Moses, said, if anybody lies in wait to take the life of someone else, them, their life shall be required of them. You said they did that. There was a well thought out thing. And let me tell you, in the Garden of Eden, We have kind of like both of them happening. We have the Eve was, it was bait and switch. It was bait and switch. He baited her. He waited, Satan waited there and used the device of bait and said, oh, the Lord doth know in the day you eat of this, you're going to be so smart, you'll be like God. Well, who doesn't want to be wise? But this fruit looks so good. And he was baiting her with all the things that God was keeping from her. And then when she saw that it was good to eat, she saw it was to make one wise, she said, well, you know, it's not a trap after all. Maybe the Lord was not right after all. And the Bible says she was totally deceived. And she ate of that fruit. But she gave to Adam with her, and he did eat also. And the Bible says he was not deceived. He was not deceived. He didn't walk into a trap. She did. And here's what I wrote down. She was trapped and he was caught. Think about it. She was trapped, but he was caught. Because what he did, he knew what he was walking into. You're caught. It's one thing to get trapped, and it's another thing to get caught because you knew you shouldn't do it. My dear old step-grandpa, which I actually knew better than my own grandpa because my grandma married him, I don't know, when she's in her 55. I thought she was ancient when she married him. Was that 50-something years old? Sister Jerry, I'm going to stay with you, though. I'm going to stay in with you. And of course, my grandpa had died, but my wife's already told me, she said, if I die, you better not marry, I'll come back and haunt you. And that's haunting me already. So, but he taught me a lot about trapping. And he had those old steel traps, you know, you break over, you had double spring traps. Man, and I was a trapper. We were catching coons and muskrats and minks and every once in a while a skunk. You just leave the trap in the woods for a while, you catch a skunk. But we would set that trap. And what we'd look for is a trail. Look for a trail. Look for a beaten path. Okay? And you look and you see those coons going back and forth, back and forth. But they're pretty smart. Wild animals are hard to trap because they're pretty smart. And so what would happen many times before I would become an expert trapper, I'm going to lay it out there. Oh, yeah, they won't see it. Oh, no, they're not a one of them going to walk into it. You just lay that trap out there and still try. No. He taught me how to cover it up, camouflage it. And make it look like nothing had been wrong. Don't make it look like a trap. And many times, although those animals were smart and they'd stop them, they could smell and they could sense something's not right, and they'd turn around. And he taught me this. He said, if it's a wide trail, you know, they'll go around it. So what you do, he said, when you see like a fallen tree or a log, that's natural to them. Bring that over a little closer and close the path in and make them go till they get to your trap. Guide them into the trap. And that's what Satan wants to do with you. Oh, that won't hurt me. I'm used to that. Samson, the Philistines are upon thee. I shook myself as I did before it worked. It'll work until you're trapped. It'll work until it doesn't work anymore. And she had set a trap for Samson. And then when he was trapped, his strength was gone. I shouldn't tell you this, but I will. I don't tell anybody. But back in the day, you know, I used to hunt at night sometimes when it wasn't right to hunt. And so one night we'd go run our traps at night because we couldn't wait till the morning. We were so excited to see what we could catch out in their wild, wild woods, you know. So one night we're going along and I got a light and we're shining around. And I see these eyes. I look, it's a fox. It's a red fox. I said, shoot him. So I got my gun out. Well, maybe my brother was shooting. I don't know if I would have shot him or not. But anyway, one of us shot, and boom, he went down. But before I shot, I forgot to tell you, he was bouncing around like this. He was going like this. He was like spastic, going around. I said, man, be still so I can kill you. You know, why didn't he run off? He was just jumping around like this. And finally, he stopped. 22, you know, just like that. I said, you hold light. I'll run out there and get him. And so I went out there, and here he was laying dead. And I grabbed him by the legs, and I went. He was already caught in somebody else's trap. There's a lesson in that. When you get caught in a trap, you're easy game. You're easy prey. You're easy to be destroyed because you're not going anywhere. And I want to preach to somebody this morning that I feel like you feel like you're in a trap. you're caught in a trap. Something is holding you back from being all that you could be in God. Eve was deceived. The man was not deceived. But what he did, he did intentionally. But they both paid the same price. Amen. Children are the easiest to trap. I saw your little daughter reminded me of my lesson this morning. As soon as I saw, she had a little dum-dum, you know, in her hand. And I went ready to grab it. You should have seen the clench she put on that. I'm telling you, she was like, give me more candy. Didn't she? It was like, serious. So mama tell their children, don't take candy from a stranger. Because they're so in love with that sugar and that candy that a stranger, they will follow. It's a trap. And so it's the same thing is true in living for God. And Paul is getting on to them, or the writer is saying, don't be like children that's hooked on sugar and a high. And man, over here, they really worship over here. Let's go do that. And you find out what you didn't know when you get there, you know. But it said, children tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive you. But we are not ignorant to Satan's devices. Amen. We know what he does. We know he's a deceiver. Amen. The Bible says he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And one thing we know about God, he cannot lie. Amen. So David was a man that knew exactly, he wasn't ignorant either, and he got caught in a few traps himself. But he realized that my only way out of this trap, even though I shouldn't have been looking, is to call upon the name of the Lord. Many times we do things that we put ourselves in a bind because when we did them, we just, go for it's not a strategy. Say, guys, go for it. That's not a strategy, folks. So David knew how to call upon the name of the Lord. And Psalms 91:3 said, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Amen. And from the noisome pestilence. A fowler is a person that is an expert, not in catching turtles or fish, but birds. He is an expert in trapping birds, just like I was when I was about 10 years old. And so he says this. He says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander, W-A-N-D-E-R, from thy commandments. Let me tell you, wandering is a trap within itself. Straying from the truth, erring from the truth is a trap within itself. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. My soul is continually in whose hand? It's continually in my hand. Yet I do not forget thy laws. The wicked have laid a snare for me. Yet I erred not from thy precepts. If you will stay with what the word of the Lord says and what you know is right in your heart, that's why I'm glad he said, I put an unction inside of you that comes from the Holy One, so that when, even if it be a minister, Paul said, if any other person preach any other gospel, he said, even if it be me that preaches another gospel or an angel of light, let them be a curse. You cannot deviate from truth. And people err from the truth, and it becomes a trap unto them. He said this. He said in 141:9, keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins, or that's another kind of a trap, of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst I withal escape. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares. Let me tell you, when the Lord, it says in the New Testament, when I come back, I will catch them unawares as fish are caught in a net and knoweth it not. And let his net that he hath hid catch himself. into the very destruction, let him fall. And I will tell you, I have learned, and I hope you have too, along with David, that if I'll follow the commandments of the Lord and do what's right at all times, then those people that come against me and lay snares for me, they are caught in their own traps. And those that rise up against me will no longer be there to rise up against me. David talked about delivering us from the snare of the fowler. He said, blessed be the Lord who hath given us not as a prey to their teeth. See, that's what happens. When you are caught in a trap, you're easy prey. There's no running. There's no hiding. That fox couldn't go anywhere. He was jumping and he was moving, but he was tied up. Our souls escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. And here's what I want to preach for the last few minutes. Our soul is escaped. Your soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken. Thank the Lord. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I want to tell somebody today that don't just keep praying for deliverance. Lord, help me out of this trap. Help me out of this jam. You need to pray, Lord, break the trap. Break the trap, Lord. Break it. Break the jaws of the lion. David said this. He said he took the teeth out of the lions. Amen. All they can do is gum it now. Let me tell you something. God wants to break the trap for you to where you can't get caught in the same trap again. Because many times people get out of a trap and get back in the same trap that just got out of. But if you'll break the trap, as they come this morning, as I said, creatures of the wild are easy to trap. Let me tell you, you ever heard the word called gullible? Let me tell you, liars believe lies. That's what they do. People that lie all the time are easy to believe a lie themselves. And people that are gullible swallow up other people too. Some people, you just tell them anything. Oh, really? When the Bible says to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the lion, goes around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now, let me help you before I close. Most people in life, including those that go to church, did you know the statistics in church are not much different, if any, maybe worse than in the world, as far as a lot of things? But most people get trapped, here, listen close, because they move too fast. They move too fast. Let me tell you something. That old big buck, brother, you watch him. He don't move fast. He sees you, he moves fast. But he's afraid there's a sniper up a tree in a blind. I've learned not to move too fast. I learned to let them little bucks go ahead of me. Let them doze, and maybe they'll shoot them, and I'll stay safe. And most mistakes we make in life is because you moved too fast. You didn't say, what will the next step bring? What will the next day bring? What will happen if I take another step? In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves. Did you read? Did you see what this says? Brother Baggett, get me out of the trap. Pray that the Lord will that this won't happen. They oppose themselves and they can recover themselves out of the trap, out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive at his will. As you stand this morning, I don't know if you're feeling trapped, you're feeling like you're hemmed in, as we say sometimes, but the Lord has impressed me for the last day or two to that someone's feeling trapped. And I feel like in my spirit, part of this is a legal trap. So what's a legal trap? A legal trap is when the law gets involved and you become at their mercy. When you've already say, God, forgive me, and he'll forgive you, the law doesn't work that way. And this morning, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like somebody's trying to help somebody that's in a legal trap. That's what I feel like. That you've got somebody you're trying to help, and maybe it's you, to get out of this legal trap. But I'm here to tell you, they're opposing themselves. And they'll have to recover themselves out of this trap. And you're there to help them, encourage them, but they have to, the Lord has to help them to recover themselves out of the trap. And he said, some are pulled out by compassion, out of the trap. With Lord, I hate to see that fox suffer like that. I hate to see you suffer like that. Let me help you out of that. Others are pulled from the fire. Now let me tell you, if you're not willing to get burned, don't put your hand in the fire. I've gotten burned many times trying to help people out of the fire. But that's the only way you're gonna get some out of it, is to get burned yourself. This morning, I wish that if you're feeling trapped, or you're trying to help somebody out of a trap, I wish you'd make your way down here. I want to pray with you. I feel like the Lord has put this in my spirit. I mean, don't wait on somebody else, because that's a trap too. That's a trap to wait on somebody else. It's a trap. It's a trap. So if you're feeling like, you know, I got choices to make, I got things I need to do, I want you to come. I want you to come. Anybody? Come on. Come on. Trying to help somebody else out of a trap? Come on. Come on. You need wisdom how to get out of that trap. See, it's a trap to wait on other people. You need to just come on. Come on. Come on up here, you that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As they sing this morning, I want you to raise your hands right there where you're at. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pray with these right here that they'll find a way to recover themselves out of the trap that they've been caught in. Not knowing that this would happen. Not knowing that things would be this way. Lord, in your precious name, I ask you, give God the glory. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. The biggest trap that you'll ever have is the trap of worry. Worry. Worry is a trap. It's a trap Satan wants to get you in. What if? And maybe this, and maybe that. Well, you can't worship God with all that. If the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, then I'm one. When he says move, I move. But it may be a trap. Oh no, if he told me to move, if it's the pit, he'll get me out of it. Right? That's what Joseph did. If it becomes a trap, then the Lord will use the trap to elevate me to another place. So quit worrying about it. Break the trap. I've caught more than one coon in a trap, but if the trap breaks, I don't catch any in it. I'm praying, God, break the trap. Break the trap. Hallelujah. Eternally break it, Lord. Hallelujah. That it catches you no more. Hallelujah. Thank God. I got to sing this before we go. I think it's about G. G, F, G, whatever you are. G, what's that? G. We're once like a bird in prison. I dwelled and no freedom from. He set me free. The Lord has set us free. And the Bible says, him who Christ hath made free. Why is he free indeed? He broke the trap. He broke the trap. No longer should you be trapped by Satan, because we are not ignorant to his devices. Amen. 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 I want to recover you out of the trap. You know what that means? To get out and be restored. It doesn't mean to get out of the trap and limp around the rest of your life. Because I got caught in a trap. You know, this is what happened to me over at that church. You know, this is what, and you bring that limp into that church. Into that. No. He's going to restore you where you can have the freedom to do whatever you did before you got caught in the trap. That's what restoration is. I'm so sorry that their house burned down to the ground, and Now they got water pipe. But you know what you got people in there to do? Restore it. Restore it. So that when they're through, how high did that water get, honey? Where was that?
15 foot high and rising.
15 foot high and rising. Because it was overhead. But when God restores you, it helps you forget what happened when you got in the trap. As long as you're going to look at the hole in the sheetrock and you're not going to, But when God restores you, you're able to get past what used to capture you and captivate you. Let's clap our hands to the Lord this morning. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Lord, we come before you. We know that every one of us, none of us, have been smart enough to not step in the trap and be snared by things. Many times, Lord, I knew before I did it this could be a trap. And yes, it was. But Lord, I'm thankful that when I acknowledge you, even in my times of mistakes, it's not, as the scripture said, if I fall, it's when I fall that I will rise again. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless this congregation. Keep us safe on the road in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you Tuesday night.